Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The weather has been absolutely spectacular over the past couple of weeks. The warm weather, hot conditions, and I am so reluctant to moan about it. But with all of that comes flies and swarms of flying ants, apparently. And Trevor Hayden from Complete Pest Control is with me here in studio today. Trevor, good afternoon. How are things?
Good afternoon. How are you?
So do we get more flies and ants during the warm weather?
Of course, yeah. So what's happening is the weather is just absolutely perfect for them. But what we're noticing is it's happening earlier and earlier each year. So we actually did our first ant treatment this year in February, which is unheard of.
Really?
So, yeah, but obviously the hotter it gets, the more active they become. So now it's just like peak season for these guys.
So this is going to be another feature now with climate change. More ants and...
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's coming? Is it because I know we've had texts from listeners over the past couple of days, and that's why we wanted to chat to you this afternoon, telling us about, you know, increased numbers of flies like they've never experienced before. Ants, but flying ants.
Flying ants. It's called the nuptial flight. So that's them mating. So if you actually look at the flying ants, there's two different types. There's a large one, which is a female, and there's a smaller one then, which are the males. And that what that is that's them mating. So that happens at least once a year, maybe a couple of times, but it's all depending on humidity, temperature, if there's a lot of breeze, wind, stuff like that. But yeah, it's called the nuptial flight.
Are there certain areas of the country more prone to them?
No, everywhere. We're getting calls from Donegal all the way to Cork.
God, I had them, Trevor, a couple of years ago when I just moved into the house. And I think it was because it was a house that had been rented but had been left vacant, you know, for a couple of months before I moved in. And Jesus, they were an awful nuisance.
They love sandy soil.
So yeah, that's out the back.
Yeah, so if you have a patio or, you know, out the back, that sits on a bed of sand. And that's the ideal condition for
them. God, I came down one morning, there must have been 60 of them in the kitchen. And when I rang one of the pest control companies, they told me that these things then could take flight. And I nearly didn't believe them. So I ended up having a subscription to get, you know, ant pest dealers out to try and putting on kind of Ghostbuster style suits and dealing with these things. But it got rid of them.
It will. It depends on how long the nest is there. Like a fresh nest can be a few hundred ants.
Stop.
But a nest that's there years, you're talking tens of thousands of ants. There's huge numbers.
And is it those ants that are on your floor crawling around that are taking flight, or is this a different breed of them?
Exact same ants.
So they grow wings over time?
Yeah. So the male and females will have wings.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
I know. But once you have them, it's a problem. Like, you don't have one of them, you have thousands of them.
Yeah, especially if they've gone untreated for a number of years. It's a matter of control rather than elimination, because the numbers are so massive. The nest has spread so far, to try and actually treat it is very, very difficult.
Well, I don't know what stuff was put down to treat these things. I dread to think, but I know, all I know is they never came back.
Yeah, like we encourage people, if they're in the garden and they're down near your shed, leave them alone. They're not doing any harm. They're doing what they're supposed to do. But it's when they cross that threshold and they end up coming into the house, that's when you have a problem.
I was told they don't go upstairs.
No, they do.
So they can be anywhere.
Their preference is they're in the hunt for food. So normally people, they'll come in the back door. You have your kitchen there. They'll end up in the kitchen. Can they go upstairs? Absolutely. They can go wherever they want.
And how are they getting in?
So, cracks and crevices. So if you have a door that doesn't seal correctly, or you have a gap in your window, or if you have a pipe coming out through a wall and it's not sealed around the actual pipe, that's how they're getting in.
So you need to go out and start checking all of the...
But it's the smallest of holes, enough to get
paper into.
So
these things are minute looking.
Yeah, they're tiny.
Yeah. So what's the whole... Like, is there any point in trying home remedies?
Yeah, so vinegar can work. So if you do a water vinegar spray and spray it along the door, the smell of it they don't actually like, it'll keep them at bay for a little bit. It's not going to solve your problem, but it'll act as a barrier.
So sorry, you mean your vinegar like your fish and chips
vinegar?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And what sort of a mix are you putting that in water with?
50-50. It's absolutely fine.
Vinegar and water. I just go out now, pure vinegar out the back.
Yeah, no.
Kill them completely.
A little bit extreme, but no, a 50-50 mix, and it's going to help act as a barrier there. So,
but all that's going to do is keep them away from the door.
Yeah, it's not going to solve your problem.
And is there a home remedy to solve them?
Yeah, what long term, if you can go to any of the B&Qs of the world, Woody's, places like this.
Hardware
stores. If you go to any of these type of places, they sell ant bait stations. So basically, it's a small disc with ant poison in it. It's not going to immediately solve the problem. But what you're doing is you're attacking the nest from the inside out. They take a little bit of this, they bring it back, they share it out amongst each other, and you're basically attacking the nest from the inside out.
Yeah, so that's just kind of like a sort of a rodent type
for ants
system that you're leaving out for them. Yeah, in the hope that will eventually over time
but you're not spraying chemical around. It's a much cleaner way of actually doing it.
Yeah. And if that's not working, you need the hard stuff.
You get the guys like us in.
Yeah. But you're saying they're fine outside. Like if they're outside and they have some kind of a barrier, like the vinegar at the door, yeah, that'll stop them coming in.
Yeah, that can, if that works. It just depends on the number of them. But if they're further enough down the garden, absolutely, we encourage people just to leave them alone, live and let live. Mm-hmm. But
well, we've listeners here wondering about, is it baking powder or baking soda? Somebody suggested sprinkling that it suffocates them.
I've heard that. I haven't seen it. It's one of those ones you see on the internet. So
yeah, it's a TikTok. It's all over TikTok. Right, well, from the flying ants to the flies, why is there an increased number of flies in
just
kitchens?
Temperature again. So everybody has their bins, their little wheelie bins out the back. Yeah. They're now heating up. And if they've had any organic matter in it, the flies are getting in and they're just multiplying. The conditions again, the temperature is just, other summers we've had wet and kind of cold. It's so warm. So, and it's kind of still humid. It's not too dry. It's absolutely perfect conditions for these guys.
I saw a video on social media the other day of somebody sprinkling just, you know, like raw, the Saxo salt into their big communal bins, that apparently that helps to kill the flies. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't chance that?
No.
But instead of having those long hanging things off like a light or the roof in your kitchen to try and catch the flies, what do you recommend as a home remedy?
So everybody has their windows open at the moment, so there's nothing you can do from stopping these guys flying in. What you need to do is make sure that they've nothing to feed on once they do get in. So making sure there's no crumbs, no food sources. I wouldn't be leaving anything out on my counters because you don't want contamination of food by these flies. Plus, you're not giving them anything to feed itself. Can you in reality stop them coming in? No. I don't think I've closed my bedroom window in about 2 months the way the weather is at the minute. So, you know, you're not going to stop these guys getting in.
1800 453 106 is the number. Jimmy is with us on the line. Jimmy, good afternoon.
How you doing?
I believe you've had to deal with flying ants, have you?
Yeah, in the last couple of days. But listening to Trevor there and saying there could be 10,000 ants living under my patio, I was beginning to get a bit worried.
I know. They're disgusting looking things, aren't they?
Yeah, because it is a bit freaky. You know, we've always had ants out the back and pretty much we've let them be until they try invading the house. But it was two evenings ago when I happened to go out the back to do something and there was masses of little black ants with huge big wings, which I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, the wings are huge on them.
Yeah, and they're not even doing anything with the wings. It's like they've woken up, they have wings, and they're trying to figure out what to do with them. So they're just like standing around waiting for the race to start.
Yeah. So it sounds like you've a kind of an infestation nearly, have you?
No, you see, we've always had ants, and they come out, like you were saying, in the hot weather. They'll come up through the cracks in the patio, and generally they'll just be wandering around looking for food. If they come into the house, then it gets serious, but generally they're happy enough outside. But then every so often, happened to be this week, this year, it was a similar evening last year. A bunch of them appear with wings and they're just scattered all over the patio, going up the side of the furniture, just waiting to take off.
What did you do? Did you do anything?
I just got a can of insect spray and went for it.
Yeah. And did it work?
It did, yeah, because there's a load of tiny ant corpses out in the back patio now. I think I might leave them there as a deterrent to any future ant infestation.
For any of their cousins looking at them, that they know their fate if they come back. Trevor, have you any advice for Jimmy?
Yeah, so we are getting reports of winged ants.
What
hasn't happened yet is they haven't taken flight. So people are seeing them walking around. The conditions are not just quite right yet.
So sorry, it's going to get worse.
Yeah. We're in the next 2 weeks, it's going to get worse. So
you may hang on to that spray, Jimmy.
Yeah, I better top it up.
Yeah, so what you're doing there by spraying, you're getting the guys that are out and about, but you're not actually addressing the source of the issue, which is the actual nest. That's why I was saying to use the bait, because they're going to drag that back into the actual nest itself.
Yeah. So you need to get one of those bait trays, Jimmy, for the ants.
Yeah, the only issue I'd have with the bait trays is that we have dogs, and the last time we used bait trays, you have to kind of wedge them under a plant pot or something so as the dogs won't get them.
Oh, fair
enough. Because
we
have a dog, lovely dog, not very smart. First thing they'd eat, you know.
First thing you go for. Look, I feel your pain, Jimmy. They're an awful pest. A listener here is wondering about baking soda for ants. Apparently, if you mix it with fine icing sugar, The sugar will attract them and the soda will kill them. It worked for us, as this listener.
I must give it a go.
Yeah, ice and sugar. It's putting you out of business now, the fine ice and sugar. Please ask Trevor this afternoon about fruit flies, how to get rid of them.
So fruit flies exist because of, they're normally found around decaying fruit, but they can exist due to moisture. So if you have a small spillage under the sink or stagnant water, that's where these guys are going to lay their eggs and breed. So you need to remove sources of moisture. Decaying fruit is a source of moisture. So it's all about keeping it dry, dry, dry.
Please ask Trevor about how to get rid of tiny centimetres, long centipedes around the house as well. Sometimes in the house of standard concrete construction after a bad water leak a couple of years ago. They seem to come up from the foundation. They're also visible on the exterior walls as well. They were never there prior to the leak or the flood though.
We get a lot of this when people have flower pots just out the back. These guys don't like being exposed, so they'll live in shrubbery near the house, or they'll live under flower pots or basically under any item in the actual garden. I'd recommend moving stuff away from the walls, so therefore you're not dragging them in close to the house.
Yeah, good idea. I've noticed spiders coming out of the crack in a wooden door frame in the bathroom. I'm terrified to see what could be behind it. Should I just leave them to it? Terrified there might be a nest or something like that.
Yeah, we don't have any really dangerous spiders. I would encourage spiders in the house, to be honest.
Why?
They help keep flies down. They're not a bad insect to have in the house.
Spiders. Yeah, but it's knowing what's what. Not one of these false widow things or black widows, or whatever you call them.
We do come across false widows, but 90% of what we do is not.
Is not.
Yeah.
We asked you about this. Listeners wondering about how to get rid of silverfish.
Silverfish. So humidity is the key here. So we get silverfish in bathrooms.
What are they?
They're small little insects, and they kind of have a fanned tail, two tails at the back, and they move in a kind of almost like in a snake type motion. But you find them in kitchens and bathrooms of high humidity. So a lot of the times when we go and we're treating someone's bathroom, it's because the extractor fan is not working correctly. It's not extracting the humidity from the room, and you've created this environment that's just absolutely perfect for them. So if you have silverfish, it's only because the environment is
too humid.
Exactly. Yeah.
So would a dehumidifier or something like that work?
Dehumidifier, make sure that you have proper ventilation in the room.
I've slugs appearing in the kitchen at night, Trevor. Where are they coming from? What can I do? Asks this texter.
That's all about entry points. So there's a gap there somewhere. Either a vent is broken or there's a gap around a pipe and they're ending up. More often than not, you'll find them and they're dead. They don't want to be inside. The environment doesn't lend itself to them being there. So again, just small gaps. Is there a gap at the bottom of the door? Put a bristle strip on it. Or if there's a gap around the pipe, make sure all those things are sealed up.
Tiny red spiders coming from concrete cappings. What are they?
Yeah, we used to squash them as a kid when we were younger.
Yeah.
So they're little mites. They're totally harmless. They're not doing anything, but they look dramatic when you, and you will find them where the cappings, that there's a ledge where the wall is. You'll find them all running
along
the capping.
That's where they are.
Yeah.
Listener wondering, can I hoover up the ants?
If you want a load of ants in your hoover, yeah.
Yeah, sure, they'll start breeding in there then. Yeah, so
no,
definitely
not.
Don't do that.
No,
and
no.
Then loads of these texters getting in touch too, Trevor, to tell us that we need insects. Don't kill them. Leave them alone.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, if they're down the end of the garden, leave them be.
Yeah, it's just when they cross that border. Your kitchen counter, though, isn't it? Yeah. Jimmy, thanks a million. Trevor Hayden, thanks so much for joining us today. Trevor, of course, from Complete Pest Control. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.